This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Okay, I've got a pretty important announcement to share with you today. We are launching terraforming.news and another website, extinction.news, and these sites will be dedicated to covering the issue of terraforming Earth, which is something that I've begun to highlight recently. Our planet is being altered in the name of environmentalism to make it inhospitable to human life. That's not hyperbole or exaggeration. And I've already published numerous articles on Natural News and even climate.news that explain exactly what's going on. Notably, those of you who are scientists should note very carefully that photosynthesis, of course, is the basis of all complex life on our planet, including animal life, because animals are up the chain from the food web of botany, right? All of us are. Without plants, we all die. And plants are powered by photosynthesis, and photosynthesis has three inputs, which are sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water. And the environmental movement is now at war with two out of those three. They're at war with carbon dioxide, and they're at war with sunlight. In other words, they want to eliminate carbon dioxide completely. They call it a pollutant. They say it's evil. They say that it will destroy the planet, even when it is the basis of life on our planet. And they also want to dim the sun now. They have a new program. Well, it's actually not new. It's just starting to be covered in the scientific literature. It's called global dimming. And they are openly advocating and even running experiments, and I believe running the program right now, a program that would pollute the atmosphere with smog, sulfur dioxide. They plan to run 4,000 flights a year, spanning 15 years, to release pollution into the upper atmosphere, the stratosphere. They call it actually stratospheric aerosol injection, even though most people would just call it chemtrails. In the scientific literature, it's often referred to as geoengineering, and it's openly advocated. This is not a fringe theory. It is mainstream science now. They want to geoengineer the Earth, they say, to save the planet. But the truth is that they are altering the planet. They are altering the atmosphere. They are engaged in terraforming the planet. That's the big aha, and that's why we're launching terraforming.news and extinction.news. And once you understand the science of what's happening, it's inescapable to realize that the environmental movement has been hijacked to not protect life or protect the world, but to exterminate life. So environmentalists today, go back to the history of the environmental movement, which had very strong roots in stopping chemical exposure and also primarily stopping the nuclear industry. So back in the 1970s, the environmentalists would protest nuclear power plants. And you had the book Silent Spring, which talked about the chemical exposure and chemical contamination of our world, and DDT, for example. And those were legitimate, you know, very important environmental movement agendas, you know, talking about the dangers of the nuclear industry, the dangers of nuclear contamination, as we've seen with Fukushima and Chernobyl, for example. And they also talked about the dangers of DDT, and to some degree, the environmental movement is today talking about the dangers of glyphosate, although they ignore GMOs. Isn't that interesting? They ignore GMOs, and they ignore biosludge, which is the mass pollution of our soils by toxic sludge industry. So it's incredible. But since the 1970s, the environmental movement has been hijacked, of course, by the globalists, and today their entire goal, their primary focus, I should say, is the elimination of carbon dioxide, and they all talk about global warming and climate change, and they have to stop climate change by any means necessary, including, they say, polluting the atmosphere, actually running chemtrails and spraying the atmosphere. Now, they may not know it at the low levels of the environmental movement, but they have been recruited to terraform the Earth and exterminate all recognizable life on the planet. It's a carpet bombing of Earth. If you eliminate carbon dioxide and you dim the sun, you cause a mass extinction that's even more horrendous and more destructive than a giant asteroid striking the planet and wiping out the dinosaurs. This is a mass extinction that is being engineered by humans with probably input from something other than human. Because who would want to change the planet to make it inhospitable to human life? Who would want to collapse oxygen levels in the atmosphere? Who would want to collapse the ecosystem of forests and grasslands and food crops and the ocean ecosystem? Who would want to make the planet practically unlivable by human beings? Dim the sun. You know, just dimming the sun alone would collapse the global food supply and lead to mass starvation, social unrest, political collapse, economic collapse, and, you know, how to say it, a global collapse of human populations and even nation states. That should be obvious to anyone who understands reality. So why would human beings want to collapse sunlight radiation that provides the energy for the plants and the food crops and the rainforests, all of which produce the oxygen that humans breathe? Why would you want to reduce the oxygen in the atmosphere? Why would you want to pollute the skies? Why would you want to collapse the food supply and unleash mass human starvation and geopolitical collapse? Why would you want to collapse the ocean ecosystems? Why would you want to declare carbon dioxide to be a pollutant when it is the nutrient of life for our planet? And the answer is, you would only want to do that if you want to, in essence, colonize the planet or sterilize the planet to prepare it for a post-human era. It's the inescapable conclusion. If you don't want humans to be able to occupy the planet, what are you prepping it for? That answer is what we will be discussing at terraforming.news and other websites such as extinction.news. We're talking about the attempted murder, the mass murder of the planet, the attempted mass murder of humankind. And because of that, we have to defend our planet. It's the only planet we've got. It's the only planet where we can live. Earth is our home. Earth is a jewel in the cosmos. We have to defend Earth. We cannot let these lunatic environmentalists block out the sun and block out, you know, collapse the oxygen supply and all the other things that they are trying to do, because they want to poison the planet and make it uninhabitable by human beings. So get ready to check out those new websites. Again, they're going to be terraforming.news as well as extinction.news. I'll be covering this issue in more detail on both of those sites. Sorry about the background noise. A rainstorm just kicked in here while I was doing this podcast. But I thank you for your interest. We are here to literally not just save ourselves, but to save our planet. And to do that, we have to utterly defeat and dismantle the fake environmental movement that has been hijacked by globalists who literally want to exterminate all complex life on our planet. That's what's at stake. Not hyperbole, not an exaggeration. This is what it has come to. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com, in the meantime, and get ready for the launch of terraforming.news.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.